How dare you suggest that my grievances and my complaints are not justified and real? How dare you say that I have no right to complain, to suggest it's an illusion? My problems are so, my complaints are so real, and I have a right. This is the entity. And so one or two of you go through this reaction. Who is reacting when I point to illusion within yourself and there is a reaction? Who is it that is reacting? The illusion. It doesn't like to hear that. It feels it's a great insult to suggest that perhaps the unhappiness that you carry as part of your sense of self could perhaps be an illusion, an illusory identity that you cling to. But many of you are still sitting here. One or two are going to walk out. Maybe three or four or five or six. Small percentage. It is no, that means those words are not reaching the deeper level of your being, are not being received by that. They only hit the conditioned, and the conditioned doesn't like what it's hearing because I'm threatening its very survival. Let's get out of here. And perhaps even shout something as the last triumph of the conditioned entity. It's happened once or twice in meetings. Absolute nonsense. And the door slams. So the words, something within you, if you're still here, recognizes the truth, and it actually feels good to see the false as false. You're already no longer totally identified with those mind movements through that seeing. So the pointing to the false and the pointing to the real, which are both part of this teaching, may very well use seemingly contradictory perspectives. The timeless state of consciousness, we are entering the unconditioned or timeless state of consciousness, is emerging here, so that you don't derive your sense of self anymore from the conditioned mind movements, but from that which is beyond time, the still, alert, vibrantly alive presence, vast, intelligent, that is there underneath all that. But we have another contradiction here, because as we are entering the timeless state of consciousness and we are spending 3 hours on this time. Yes, there's a little paradox here, but it's fine. You could say, well, why don't we only need one moment? And we travel deeper into that state, which is another paradox. Because to say deeper implies time. But let's, instead of resolving the paradox, just leave it, because it's not an explanation. They are simply pointers. So to see the false in oneself, to observe those mind movements, to recognize that your story, your identity, your sense of self is not the only one that didn't quite work out. This, you can, sometimes people are under that illusion that other people's stories have worked. None of them works for long. Meet famous people, rich people, go beyond the glossy surface that you see in magazines, talk to them, meet them, and see enormous sense of dissatisfaction, lack, fear, not enough. So they need more, even more.